السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Absolutely cold, freezing in Ladysmith and likewise elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Ummah protection and ease. Allah ta'ala grant you and Abba afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala take Barakah Sahaba from strength to strength, defending the azmat and integrity of the Sahaba Ikiram. May Allah Ta'ala make it Sadqai Jariya for us and for the entire Ummah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications for us and the Ummah at large. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Zulhijjah. We are at the halfway mark of 1446 of this month. And in majority countries, we know today is already the 16th of Zulhijjah. And I'm sure some of you at least must have seen the moon, you know, that it became that little different color and so forth. I observed it after Maghrib. So Allah Jalla Wala shows us His signs and symbols and nishaniya from time to time. Remember, all this are ayat, symbols and signs. Oh humanity, America is not in control. Russia is not in control. China is not in control. I, Allah Jalla Jalalu, alone, exclusively, I am in control of this entire universe, and I can demolish and abolish all of them in one split second, because I am fa'alul lima yurid, I do as I please. So that is the lesson we should learn at all times, remember that. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Suratul Fath, the victory, and that is chapter 48 and verses number 20 and 21. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the Sulah Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, that was in the sixth year of the Hijrah, and it was during the month of Zulqa'dah. Then what happens after that? وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. Oh, you beloved Sahaba, oh, you beloved students, companions of the Master Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa'adakumullahu maghanima kathira. Almighty Allah has already promised you abundant, and there will be so much booty and spoils of war to come in future. You see, straight after this, it's the sixth year of the Hijrah, the month is Zulqa'dah. You came back to Medina Munawwara, and some of you were wondering what happened. But in the month of Muharram, the 13th of Muharram, the seventh year after the Hijrah, was the battle of Khaybar against the Jutlas and the Jews and the Haramis, 130, 140 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. 94 Jutlas and Jews were dispatched straight to hell, alhamdulillah. 16 Sahaba were shaheed, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And we see great booty there for the Muslims. So that is the seventh year. Then in the 8th year, we find that what had happened, that it was the 21st of Ramadan, a Saturday, and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10,000 Sahaba entered, and there was hardly any resistance and combat from the enemy. And then Fatih Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah, the victory of Makkah took place. Makkah became Darul Iman, Darul Islam. Jaa al-Haqqu wa zahaq al-Batil. All the idols, all that were removed from inside the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah, and outside and so forth, and blasted to smatterings. Remember that, thrown to pieces. And that is how it became Darul Tawheed, that we believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then after that was Hunayn, and after that was Taif. And then you go further in time of Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar, do you know wa ma adraka man Umar? He used to cry for Baka Umar. Ujjilat lana al-hasanat. Ya Allah, the booty is just rolling in and rolling in. Ya Allah, it must not happen tomorrow on Day of Justice. You say, Azhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya. I have given you your reward in this world. That was the taqwa, the piety, and extra precaution he took, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers. So therefore, wa'adakumullahu maghanima kathira, if we take it, it has a broad connotation. Our Taliban, the great victory they pulled off against the Americans, and now you see all the gadgets they have there. So all this is for all times, inshallah. Hamas also, Allah will give them all of Palestine, inshallah. Wa'adakumullahu maghanima kathiratan ta'khudunaha, you will take it, you will receive it. Fa'ajjala lakum hadhihi, and immediately Allah Ta'ala hastened this for you. This, remember Khaybar. Ajjala lakum hadhihi, this ghanima. And this booty, that the defeat of the Jews in Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Our children, our flowers of Palestine, dicing with death, they tell the Israelis and their cabinet and their army and their supporters, America and the Haramis. Remember Khaybar ya Yahud, O Jutlas. Khaybar ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming again to defeat you. Allahu Akbar. So that is Sahaba and Sahaba's children and grandchildren and so forth. وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, restrained the hands of the enemy from you. They did not touch the Sahaba or Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were 1,400, 1,500. They had millions and thousands. Don't say millions, say thousands of them. They were well armed, everything. But remember, Allah put that robe and fear in their hearts. So they did not harm them physically and so forth. وَلِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this ghanima and this booty and victory was a sign for the believers. You must never feel this illusion, despair. Allah's hikmat and hikmatullahi al-baligha, He is wisdom, is the maximum and optimum. Remember me and you, with our puny little brains, what can we understand? وَيَهَدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And Almighty Allah will guide you to the straight path. You see that? So we must beg Allah. Therefore, we're going for Fajr Salah just now. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, you guide us, you show us, you keep us on the straight path. Satan, Lucifer will come and try and beguile and deceive us. Ya Allah, the society will try and destroy us. The munafiqeen and hypocrites will try and take us away from the right path. Ya Allah, only you protect us, Ya Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَادْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Include us in your special mercy, Ya Rab, whilst you alone exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. And then we fall prey to our own egos, our own lust, our own desires and passion. Then we get involved in haram. Allah protect us all. وأخرى ونعمة أخرى وغنيمة أخرى and another bounty from Almighty Allah. لم تقدروا عليها. You did not have the power to do that. On your own, could you have done that? Beat them in Khaybar, beat the Mushrikeen there, remember, in Makkah and all the other battles. Nay, قد أحاط الله بها. Almighty Allah encompassed it for you. Allah brought it for you. So always say, I can never ever say that we're running the station here because of me, Markaz Sahaba, or Radio Ansar is running because of ABC. Nay, we must always say, ha, we're not deserving of it. Say, it is hada min fadli rabbi. It is only the grace of Almighty Allah. Like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, hada rahmatun min rabbi. Like Zulqarnain said, it's only the mercy of Allah. When he built the big barrier and the wall to protect the people from Ya'juj Ma'juj, from Gog and Magog. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the Qadir. He has power over everybody, everything. Ya Allah, through your Qudrat Kamila, decimate the Jutlas and the Americans who want to destroy Islam and the Muslims. And whoever else, whether it is the Hindus of Modi or any other group of people, we beg you, Ya Allah, you protect the Muslims. And you are the one, you promised us, Ya Allah, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Islam will prevail. Use us so that we can let Islam prevail. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept from us our broken, humble efforts, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 15th of Zulhijjah, 1446. The war of Israel, the Haramis, the Nazi regime, Hitler's children, against the Palestinians. They are squatters, they are invaders. Remember, for almost 80 years, Hamas only was established in 1987. From 47, 46 already, they are attacking the Palestinians. And 48, then they became Israel. So we should know all these basic things and don't fall in the trap of the enemy. And in majority countries, it is 16th of Zulhijjah. So that's in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Europe, America, and so forth and so on. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. So listen carefully, because this is a very, very important item I'm giving you today. Every day is important, some days are very important. So 60 people killed by who? By Hamas and Jihad Islami and them. 50 of them collaborators, those guys who were ISIS, those guys who were collaborating with the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So Hamas fixed them up and they executed them and dispatched them to hell. So these are the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. They stab you in the back. You see that? And the Israelis know the Muslims' weakness. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad tabah kar diya. Women and money have destroyed this ummah. So they give them dollars, they give them money, they give them food and so forth. And say, you must now fight against who? Your own brothers and so forth. So 100% is right what Hamas did. And 10 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You don't read all the things I'm sending out to you. Go read there on the website, muftiakhussain.net. Go and read, remember, on my status. And you listen, read there on the groups and all that we'll be sending out. Allah reward our team, and we won't tell you our sources. Remember that. Allah Ta'ala is helping us. Now listen, this is the plan. This is the plot. You see that? Netanyahu and his cabinet know that they have lost and lost badly. Nationally, internationally, globally, they are humiliated, disgraced, right? So they can't find their own people in the tunnels. Allah bless our Yahya Sinwar and Ismail Haniya and Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawalallah Marqadahu, our leadership of Hamas, right? So to take them as hostages, Islamically 100% permissible. We don't have to apologize for nothing. Remember that. One settler, one bullet. So now he has lost face. He knows he's going to face an election. So what does he do? He has to pull off a victory. So in Gaza, things went very bad for Netanyahu. He's a war criminal, and he's Smotrich, and he's and Ben-Gvir Haramis are sanctioned by their own allies. You see that are Britain, Norway, and Australia, and you see New Zealand, Canada. So these are the allies of these guys, and they sanctioned them. A big smack in their face. So now what he does? So America and them are plotting, planning, scheming. So they say, this is what we must do. So America is pulling out their staff from Baghdad, from Iraq. They're pulling out their staff from Kuwait. They're pulling out their staff from Bahrain. And all these Arab port dictators, Haramis, Murtads, and Munafiqeen, you see. And because Iran said, if you attack us, we will attack your bases here in the Middle East. So Iran also are Haramis. Remember that Shias. But we say Iran must have the right for nuclear. If Israel got the right for nuclear, 200, 300, 400, Allah alone knows. So why Iran can't have it? If Pakistan got it, they want to demolish Pakistan and all that. That was America, Israel, India and France. Allah save Pakistan and their nuclear. And China, Turkey and Azerbaijan came to the help of Pakistan and aid of Pakistan. And they destroyed India, remember that. So they were humiliated, and they destroyed America. They destroyed Israel. They humiliated them. So this is the stunt they want to pull with Iran. But don't think Iran is our friend. Iran are Haramis. They play both ways, you must remember that. If you know the history of the Shias, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? The Shias, unless you are a very naive person and a fool, remember, after all the things we give you today and you still don't believe it. So that is you being a fool. What else can we call you? So we should know these type of things here properly, remember. Our ulama, jazahumullah khair, at that time all these books were not available. So therefore they wrote other things and so forth. But today everything is available. So we should know these type of things here. So this is the game. They play the saber rattling, you see. Hey, you Arabs, you better start paying more and more. So now you see Trump is milking them, Israel is milking them, and that is what is meant by the Abrahamic Accord. And otherwise, we will upset the whole status quo in the Middle East. Your countries will be attacked by Iran. So Iran is a puppet also of America and Israel. It's a game they play, but the Ummah are too foolish to understand this. We must remember that. Okay, Gideon Levy writes, the sanction on the two, the Haramis, remember, that is, you know, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich is a tiny little step in the right direction. So you correct Gideon Levy. War on children, that is what, remember, is going on in Palestine. Starvation of the people and war on children and on the sportsmen. They must not have. Where the hell are you, United Nations? Why can't you expel Israel? Why, where the hell are you, FIFA? Why can't you expel them? They are Zionists, they are murderers, they are guilty of genocide. Almost half the population in Canada calls them genociders. So time is running out for BB. He is clutching straws now. The most humiliated person today in Israel is him. His own people hate him, just like Trump. So remember, Trump also doesn't know what to do. And you know what I told you about Iran and about all this? It falls in with this. Let me finish Trump's story. So they say LA is calm now. It's calm after they put hundreds and hundreds of people in prison and jail. So that is what Trump's policy is. This whole migration, immigration policy of his is a terrible own goal. But 78 million people voted for him, for a felon, for a criminal. And remember that a person who is a psychopath, according to 27 people who are specialists in this field. But you know, America, we've been there twice. The masses are asses, you see that? So that holds true for America and many other countries, remember. People are just fools and idiots and follow the Pied Piper. Now you must wake up, O Ummah, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. You see, next week, that is the 17th of June, from Tuesday till Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's a big meeting there at United Nations, sponsored by Saudi Arabia and France. They will be co-chairing it. and it is to discuss the two-state solution. Just wasting time. But Israel and America say, no, that this is very bad. America is already warning people, you mustn't participate. And obviously, so America uses Israel, Israel uses America. We can't be so foolish, man. We can't be so idiots. There's Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait, and all of them, there's oil producing, multi-billionaires, trillionaires. Not one of them can go nuclear. Why? America will give us security. You all are idiots or what? You all are fools or what? It's like a bully in a town. He comes there, he say, come on, pay. I want my protection fees. If you don't pay, I'll attack you. So where's your people's brains? You must remember that. To have the iman like the Taliban, have the iman like Hamas, and say, come, we will show you a lesson. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, more than 1400 years ago, authentic hadith, وَيْلُلْ لِلْعَرَبِ, woe and destruction to the Arabs, and especially the rulers, remember that. So you see, Smotrich the Harami, he's the Minister of Finance. He wants to paralyze the Palestinians economically and say, okay, we won't allow that you to interact with our banks and so forth and so on. So how will the Palestinians? But inshallah, Allah will still give them victory. Russia hands over 1,200 dead bodies to the Ukrainian regime. You see that? We support Putin. Anybody harms America, Israel, India, we will support them. Remember, whether Muslim, non-Muslim, Kafir, Shia, whoever. So hundreds arrested there in LA, I told you. Now listen to this. This is, if anybody wants to, I'll send it to you. You see that? So there is a bishop. There's a priest there in Malawi. But this priest, let's call him Junaid Mota. You listening, Junaid Mota? There in Malawi. So there. So he's a hot priest. You see that? So he got his nuns, dozens of them, and impregnated a whole lot of them. All are zina business, you see. So why? The Catholic Church teaches celibacy. That you're a priest, so you mustn't get busy with a woman. You're a nun, you're a novice, you mustn't get busy with a man. They say, nobody is looking, let's get busy. And that, you know, Bishop Bushairi, he's also from Malawi. And this is another character. So Malawi is a hot place, brothers. So remember, they're all haram business. Hey, Pope Leo, what you doing? You silent? So Pope says that, no, what's going on, the pedophilia, and all this, the priests are getting busy with the nuns, we will address it. By the time you address it, remember that the church itself has collapsed, remember. So therefore, people have lost interest in Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, and all religions besides Islam. The only savior for humanity is Islam, we must remember that. Saudis are invited to the G7 in Canada. They're very happy about that. India media, they write it in the Arabic and so forth and so on. India is not invited. There's a smack in the face for Modi. Canada has told them, you stay at home. We don't want you here. Argentina, the haramis, they are the ones, and Milo Yumili, whatever the hell his name is, not Jew, but 100% Zionist. So he says next year, 2026, we will move the Argentinian embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You see that? Now you have the ambassador of America there to Israel, the rogue regime, both haramis and both terrorists. Al-Khabithat lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithun lil-Khabithat. That applicable to America and Israel. Huckabee says in an interview, he says, you see, when I look at the situation, Israel is very small. It's just the size of New Jersey, meaning in America. A better example, Huckabee, let me teach you a lesson of geography which you don't know. And you don't know history as well, because you're a bee. You see that? Huckabee. So the bee, you are a bee. That's what you are. And you know what bee stands for, right? So you must remember that. You must say this in future. Israel is the size of Kruger National Park. You see that? Because, yeah, our Kruger Park, now we call it Kruger Park. Under the Boer and the Burkis, we used to call it Kruger National Park. So Israel and Kruger Park are same size, approximately. So there you just see animals. So, yeah, in Israel, we see sub-animals and sub-human. Did I say so? Go ask Gideon Levy. He said the settlers are subhuman. So that's what we see. Now, Huckleberry the bee, he said that no. What we must do is this, that you see there's enough place in the Muslim countries. So these Palestinians, we just tell them they must go there. So I tell you, Mr. Bee, so remember Harami. So why you don't just tell the Jutlas, you must come to America and you settle there, that you all took 49-50 of our Afrikaners, Boerer, and more can go. So our message to the Boerer, Afrikaners who want to leave South Africa, and we're telling you, Mr. B, you and your Jutlas, you all must foot sack and get back there to America, and don't come talk nonsense here. You all are the invaders. You all came there after World War II. You came as squatters. You came as invaders. If Russia invaded Ukraine and they are war criminals, then every one of you, and the Queen Elizabeth said that also, said every Israeli person there is a terrorist and they are the children of terrorists. Therefore, she never visited Israel and she spoke the truth. So you must understand these things here. So Huckleberry, don't come with your fairy tale story. I nearly use another word, you know, which is not suitable for air. But you must remember that your bunkum stories, you must remember that. That don't think we are idiots here, you must remember. I know you are recording me, therefore I feel very proud about it. You can tell Huckleberry, you can tell BB, you can tell all these haramis. The truth must be spoken, which our Muslims and our ulama said to say, and our politicians, they don't speak the truth. They're only interested in making money. And you'll see, I got the article, you know, I don't know how to cover these things here. But I sent it out to some people. I said, send it out, y'all. The Sharia compliant, the genocide of the Sharia compliant. That money, how it goes back to Israel, how it goes back to America, all that, in the name of Sharia compliance. So the person who wrote the article, Jazakallah khair, I don't know you, genocide in the Sharia banks, you see, that so-called Sharia banks. And so we don't understand, you know, that this whole banking system is a Jewish plot to fool us, man. We can't be so naive. But, you know, today is money is sweeter than honey. Let's come now quickly to our South African news. Sad, sad stories coming out from Eastern Cape. The floods there, 49, 50 people dead, many of them children. Cyril, what will be your legacy? For this a commission, for that a presidential council, for that there. So now they want to open, they say, eminent council and so forth. I like what EFCF said. He said this council here of eminent personnel, there's nothing eminent about them. They're hopeless, useless characters. I agree with you, Malema and EFF. He said majority of them are linked directly to ANC or indirectly. So there's nothing eminent. That's 100% sure about that. So yeah, you must remember, again, they're sending out messages. COVID is starting in Asia. COVID is starting here. And they will lump Africa, you see. Because we are the guinea pigs of the white man. Always remember that. So they want to bring, and you'll have our crooked Maulvis who closed our masajid in 2020. Not only closed, they went to court to close it. Unprecedented in human history. Therefore, to read Salat behind them is not permissible. You can quote my fatwa wherever you want. Citizen writes an article. Listen to this now. They say that what you sing for Josie, for Johannesburg, you can have Helen Zeller as the mayor, and you have Elon Musk as the financial, as you understand, for expertise there he'll bring, because he and Trump have divorced now. So maybe he wants to come back to his roots. So remember, you have Helen, go Zilla, and you have a Musk, but no Musk will be coming from him. It will be a stinking smell. Remember that he'll bring. So that was a wonderful article they wrote there. Maulana just mentioned Mohd Salim. It's freezing there in NKR. You know NKR? One masjid they written, I saw it myself, no kitab reading. So anyway, I think they took it off now. So anyway, so you must remember, here also is freezing and so forth. Judith Mota, he don't wear winter clothes, you see. But today he also got winter clothes here. See, I want to show you, ANC, what fools and idiots you all are. Now you went to take a loan of billions and billions of dollars from who? From the World Bank. Whenever a country gets involved with the World Bank, whenever you get involved with the IMF, you must remember you will have to dance to their tune. Look at Pakistan. They want Pakistan to be a failed state. This is just Allah keeping Pakistan afloat, remember, and they are nuclear. So now you, South Africa, you ANC, you say you are part of BRICS, okay? You got Brazil there, you got Russia there, you got China there, you got India there, all these countries and so forth. They got South Africa. So let's say you needed millions and billions and trillions of dollars and so forth. Why you didn't go to the BRICS bank? Why you didn't go to Russia? Why you didn't go to China? But you go to those guys who are ruled by America and so forth. You see the stupidity of it. How naive can you be? These are the people who hate you. They're waiting for South Africa to fall and they can steal all your resources, which they were doing. Remember that. Now they corrupted you, the ANC. What is ANC? ANC is 10,000, 20,000 multimillionaires, and the African person, the indigenous, can go to hell. So that is the long and short of the whole story. Go ask Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter, Joe the builder. Or you better off under apartheid. Nobody is condoning apartheid. We know what is apartheid. So don't come teach me about apartheid. So you must. But if you ask them, they'll say we're worse off now compared to apartheid. So that is your legacy, ANC. Therefore, me, I'm very happy about this. You know how much flack I got. But today, they're all agreeing. Just like Tariq Jamil's story and all this closing the masjid story and so forth. We will say the things that are truth, which are unpalatable to many people. But the truth must emerge one day. So remember, I'll never vote for ANC, never vote for DA or EFF. I vote, if I have to, for all these small parties rather. So remember, but not for Jama'ah. They're also not the passengers, if you ask me. So remember, all these Muslim parties, they're just wasting time, you must remember that. They can't make no contribution besides filling their own pockets. So that is the long and short of it. Maulana, we have 13 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Of Islam, Islamically, is it the wife's duty to take care of a mother-in-law and granny-in-law?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whatever the daughter-in-law does for the mother-in-law, granny-in-law, father-in-law, this law, brother-in-law, she's just doing a favor. You see, this last trip I took. So now we were flying from here to Durban. So we were at the airport and we had to read Salat here in O.R. Tambo. So then I told my wife, let's read Salat there. My wife said, no, we'll read there. So there was one African guy watching all this, you see. Which side will I go, right or left? So I went to the left. So I called him. I said, brother, let me give you a lesson of life. You married right? He said, yes. I said, you have a mother-in-law, you have a father-in-law, you have a brother-in-law, you have a sister-in-law. He said, yes. I said, remember, the wife is the law. The way he laughed and he tapped me and said, you see. So you see, now you, what your wife is doing for you, the husband, that's a duty, provided it's something permissible. But what she's doing for your mother, for your father, for your brother, for your sister, nothing is compulsory. She is just doing a favor. And therefore, Islamically, remember, we need to understand these things properly. That in this day and this age, I recommend and suggest from day one, when the proposal comes for your daughter, your niece, your sister, you must make it clear that, see, from day one, we want separate premises. Because once these ladies get stuck into one another, they start fighting and putting hay and all that, then to get the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law back on even terms, so it will be very, very difficult. So you, oh husband, you must appreciate what she is doing, remember that. It's nothing you can do. You can't impose it also upon her, that she must do that and so that. You must employ somebody. So you and your brothers must do, you and your sisters must do. She got nothing to do with your mother. So remember, it's a mother-in-law. So what she does for a mother-in-law is min bab al ihsan wa tabarru. She's just doing a favor and you should appreciate it. Not that you treat her like a slave and a khadima there and all that. That's not permissible. My beloved mother used to tell me, Allah grant Jannat al-Firdaus. So many times we think of them, you know. She says, you see, your wife, you mustn't think that she serves me, make khidmat of me, and that when you hear. Day and night she's making. So isn't it my responsibility? I also should use my brains. If she's doing so much for my mother-in-law went completely blind. She got 10 sons and said, so I told my wife, I said, bring your mother here and we'll take care of her. You must take care of her. So that is how you work in life. Not that you come and impose and so forth and so on. That's totally wrong, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to skip Juma Salah if Eid falls on a Friday and one has performed the Eid Salah?
Juma Salat is compulsory bi nassil Quran nas'i qat'i, which means that Juma Salat is compulsory upon the male who are able, capable, they are muqeem, they are resident, they are aqil, baligh, sane, mature. Chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 9, Almighty Allah has made it compulsory. Now if you study the hadith, when Eid fell on a Friday, so then they read Eid Salat. First we have Eid Salat, I was in Phoenix, we had a good time there. Allah Ta'ala reward the trustees and Mona Huzaifa, Noor and all of them. And thereafter was the khutbah. So now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people, Ya Ahl al-Awali, Ibn Majah's hadith, Mustad Ahmad, oh you people who are living on the outskirts, in the farms and all that, if you don't want to read Jumu'ah, you can go. So how can we deduce from there that for everybody is like that? We reject that, totally remember that. If some of the Salafis, Salafis are Muslim, I don't say all, but I always say majority of them, they pseudo scholars, remember that. Dhallu wa dhallu. They just read something and they start jumping, remember that. Therefore, they don't have the faqquh fi deen. They don't have the proper understanding, majority of them. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, open Kitabul Janaiz, the chapter on funerals and so forth in Tirmidhi Sharif, al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. You must go into the depth of the hadith and then you learn ijtihad and istimbat and how to deduce and so forth. So that hadith in Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, is not for the locals, it's for the people in the outlying areas, in the farms and so forth. So therefore, it's not permissible. You're missing Jummah Salat, which Quran made compulsory because of a hadith on which there's kalam and so forth. That hadith is even weak according to some muhaddisin and scholars and so forth. So we reject that notion that if Eid is on a Friday, like now this year, so Eid was on a Friday in majority countries. South Africa had Eid Saturday. There's minority countries, but majority had it on a Friday. So we're not speaking of the Hajis now, the non-Hujjat, they had it on a Friday. So one bright spark, let's call him a bright spark, a Salafi character stands up. He say, brothers, you read Eid Salat, you don't have to read Jummah, you just read Zohar Salat. We will say in the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, huwa adullu min himari ahli fi baytihi. He's more astray than the donkey in his house, remember that. That is not the verdict of majority scholars.
Mufti Sahab, what advice would you give to the Hujjaj who are returning, inshallah, for the future?
My brothers, sisters, the flights are returning. My family members, some of them are back. The first dua we will make for them and be sending them messages, those we know perform Hajj, that we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qabil Allahu hajjak. May Almighty Allah accept your Hajj. Wa ghafara dhanbak, and may Almighty Allah forgive you your sins. Wa akhlafa nafaqatak, and may Almighty Allah give you a better replacement for all that hundreds of thousands and millions some of them spend also. You have a husband and a wife and a son or daughter, so it's 1 million rand if you're going to stay in five-star hotel. So Allah give you more and more from halal and tayyibah. The hadith is mentioned in Tabarani. The hadith is mentioned by Ibn Sunni and Amalul Yawmi wal Layla. So all that we will do. But you have to ask yourself the question, oh, Hujjaja Baytillah. So the lady asked me a question, Mohana Salim. She said, you say Haji Salim, Haji Junaid, Haji Muhammad, Haji Ahmed, Haji Abdullah. For us women, what you will say? So I say, Al-Hajjah. You see that? Haja Fatima, Haja Aisha, Haja Zainab, Haja Jamila, like that. So she felt happy, like she got a good title. You see that? So Haja, so this is what you should be asking yourself. That what did Imam al-Hasan al-Basri say? What is the sign that my Hajj is accepted? Al-Raghba ila al-Akhirah. Our inclination to the year after, the actions of the year after, of Jannat and so forth, that must be now our focus. Most time we must prepare for that now. Death is hovering above our head, can strike any time. وَالْرَغْبَ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. This glitter glamour of this world should not distract us. These are the great words of the saint, of the sage of the age, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. So you ask yourself, you made so many tawaf, you cried day in Arafat, all that you did. But will you continue with it or will you stop? Quran Kareem, two places says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who say Allah is our Rabb, sustainer, nourisher, provider. It's not our shop, it's not our farm, it's not our factory. It's Allah sustaining us. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they continue with the good deeds. They stay away from the haram. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. For them, there's no fear in the future. There's no sadness in the past. Regarding the past. Second place. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They remain steadfast. Their iman, their belief is correct. Allah will honor them in this world before death overtakes them. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Allah says, we will send the angels to come to you. They will give you the glad tidings. Don't fear, you're going to Jannah. And don't have sadness, we're giving you glad tidings. See the Palestinians. They know we are martyrs, we're going for martyrdom. We will take you on, O Jutla. We will go to your tanks and we have nothing in our hands. But we will take your grenades, we will take your unused bombs and put it there and blow you up and send you to Jahannam. So why they do all that? Because they meet Allah smiling. بَلْ أَحْيَاهُنْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. The angels come to them and say that now you got nothing to worry about. Who can understand this Trump? Netanyahu, these haramis? Nay, they will never understand it. That are for you, O Haji. You continue with the good deeds, that's a sign of acceptance. You go back to your old lifestyle, little bit casino, little bit TV, little bit, you understand, that, you know, go to a party and some alcohol and do this, do that, and all these haram things. Then, Razi Rahe Rahman bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah a little bit, please Shaitan a little bit. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. That's a sign of a rejected Hajj. Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.